A legislative committee met last night just a couple hours after notice of the meeting was posted at the state capitol. But Governor Walker says that did not violate open meetings laws, which usually require more advance word.
My understanding is the Senate chief clerk, an individual who's worked for Republicans and Democrats, put out a statement that he believes, and he identified the rules and the statutes, that they're in full compliance with the law.
Even so, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca has filed an open meetings complaint seeking to void the committee's work on the budget repair bill, and Dane County plans to go to court against the committee action, which preceded the state Senate vote. Governor Walker also contends the Senate voting without any of 14 Democrats in the room did not violate Senate quorum requirements.
With the fact that while it is a fiscal impact to the state and local government, it does not have an appropriation, and they could comply with it. It was the accounts they were given. As long as we could move forward with that, we felt it was appropriate to move forward.
Democrats say they're also looking into that issue. The legal wrangling did not dissuade more protesters from showing up at the governor's appearances. At West Allis, Corrections Department employee Oren Alexander said Walker and the state Senate went too far.
You know, they say that they were elected, so we just kind of have to eat it. But the fact is, collective bargaining was never on the table.
Protesters also showed up at Governor Walker's office in downtown Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.